Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. Gotta say, be that storm. Not as advertised. Not as advertised.
You want to talk about
kind of an AB bust.
The storm was a huge bust. Huge bust. We're going to go away for a couple hours and then you guys can come on back. Nothing's going to be changed.
Change clothes, will ya?
That was so done. Like- I would... I'm questioning whether there was even a storm or if they just did that for the...
There was a storm. I looked it up.
Okay.
It was devastating in some areas.
Okay,
we're talking about it
bad.
Only as it relates to Paradise. We'll get to it when we get to it. I got some jokes about how they were acting.
This is a rim thing, but we never got a shot of them, of anyone looking at the sky and seeing... I didn't see the sky with anyone, so I'm not sure if the storm happened while these people were there. That's all I'm saying.
They made it. We'll get to that. But we're laughing at it because you said the storm might end the season, Rim, and we weren't going to have engagements, which is now in retrospect fun.
That's what they tried. That's what they did. I got.
It happens to the best of us, and it happens to us.
Sure does
a lot. So, all right, Bachelor in Paradise. What, week six? I need to update my notes. Could be week. Who knows? Kendall is distraught over seeing Serena and Joe dancing in the moonlight. So she finally pulls Joe for their chat.
For the second chat, they talked about when she first showed up, they said there'd be more chats. They waited
way too long. They waited. This was definitely too little too late. If you're going to have that chat, you don't wait until he tells Serena, I love you.
Yes.
Gray ankle socks and red slides as Joe comforts her.
As Joe comforts himself with that attire, too.
He's comfortable. These are socks you pick up when you're about to check out at the hardware store. Those are socks that were no thought was put into the style of those. Socks are socks.
Joe's definitely a socks are socks.
Socks
guy.
Are socks. Thomas is wondering what they could be talking about from afar.
No, not Thomas, James.
Was it James? Or did you assume it was James?
I'm pretty sure. Hold up. No, it was James. I wrote it down. James wonders what's going on and then says, I don't think I could be here with my ex. James has no idea what's going on. I think he just found out Kendall and Joe are exes, and he's blown away by it.
Seems to me, AB, Kendall came here because she loves Joe.
Yes.
And Joe came here to move on. Those are
he not just to move
things.
On. He has moved on. He's ready to do the next, find someone else. I agree with everything you said there.
And Joe's under the impression that she felt the same way. So, a little miscommunication. It played out on TV for us to watch.
Do you think if Kendall would have made it clear she was coming there for Joe when she first arrived, because there was some confusion, especially with Joe, and he even says that when they first had that conversation, he was unclear what they talked about after it was done. So do you think if she clearly said, like, I'm here to win you back, I'm still in love with you, that would have made a difference?
No, it seemed clear to us as the viewer that that was her sole purpose.
But I don't think Joe knew
that. Joe did, you're right, he did seem confused, even though we didn't see her say the confusing elements. No, probably not. Because they did get around to talking about, hey, we broke up because both of us refuse to live where the other wants to live, which is you can't overcome that. There's nothing else to, once they got back to that, it was like, all right, And I think Joe knows that.
Yeah, that's fair.
To the camera, Joe says, if Kendall truly wanted him back, she should have told him before he came to Paradise and got into this.
That line right there makes me think a little bit if she that early in the process, if she would have made it clear she was still in love with him and wanted him, wanted to try again. I think that part right there made me think a little bit. Maybe. There might have been a chance, a glimmer of hope between that for that relationship.
Maybe. I thought about why wouldn't she tell him before he got onto Paradise? And then my mind went down the road, perhaps a beloved figure such as Kendall, even she might feel it's in her best interest to play this out on television. Because if they really wanted to, if she really felt the way she's saying she feels, didn't have to wait till he came to Paradise and fell in love. That's a risk. Sure. That's a big risk if you're Kendall.
Well, yeah, that's a risk.
Joe and Serena making out. While Kendall cries in the car, talking about how Joe is her person.
Wow. I hated to see this. Yeah. Really hated it.
Do you think that's the end of the storyline with these two? Are we looking at a reunion thing? Or
Joe and Kendall?
Joe and Kendall.
I think so, probably. I think it's over. Hmm. It sounds like they hadn't been talking previous to this either.
Yeah.
I think she came here and it was harder than she thought. I just hated to see it. Do you think I got some Bachelorette vibes there from that car ride? I'll say that. Little Bachelorette vibes there. It was emotional. She's crying. Everyone loves her.
I have watched these shows less and less in probably the past year scouting for leads. Because they keep announcing leads way before the season the leads are even on is, we're like two leads behind at this point.
Yeah.
So the Bachelorette is, that's like three seasons from now. So I just don't even think about it anymore.
It is three seasons from now. Yeah. I always got my eyes on the Bachelor
and
Bachelorette
I'm glad you do,
because
I don't.
I think she's on the short list. I'll say that. I think she's on the short list.
My preferred short list of next Bachelor is Kenny.
We'll get to that later. Well, he can be on the senior. He can be on the senior Bachelor, I suppose.
That's true. He could be the young, hot, it guy on the senior show. Ivan's alone now, and he says, "I should have known." And my response says, "Yeah, you absolutely should have.
Yeah, you should have.
You definitely should have seen this coming. This was the only way this was going to end." The next day, James is shocked that Kendall left. Can't believe it.
That was a shock to me.
Everyone somehow knows that Joe and Serena said they were falling in love last night.
There's some sort of board. I think when you say I love you, you go up to the board and write it there so everyone can see it eventually. You have a tally somewhere where everyone knows who said I love you at that point. But yeah,
like
James,
on the challenge when you win the
there's a big board. The committee put your name up there. James, someone goes, Kendall went home and he goes, "What?" It's like, James, what are you? Everyone thought that. This isn't surprise. That's the least surprising thing is Kendall going home.
I figured maybe they have like a morning email roundup, a newsletter every morning.
Nice
everybody
little
gets
email.
Previous day's happenings on the beach.
That would be nice.
Here's what you need to know today. Becca says Paradise is coming to an end, which was news to me.
It's also news to me. Don't you have like three more episodes? What's going on?
It happens every Paradise season. There's no acknowledgement of the goal of the show or final stages of the show until out of nowhere someone goes, Paradise is almost over, and it's time to start doing engagement talk.
It's time
now
to get serious.
This means the rest of the storylines are about engagement talk.
Yeah.
Joe and Serena, Mari, Kenny, Abigail, Noah, Riley, Marissa, some others Becca mentions.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan alone, hoping someone would come down for him. Unfortunately, it's just Lil Jon. Lil Jon says, gather around, everybody. I've got an urgent and important announcement. I thought this was going to be a twist.
He says he's
going to
turn this place upside down, Rem.
I thought, how are we doing? Is there going to be, are you switching who has the roses?
We got a whole new format.
Yeah. Are we moving locations? No. A new format.
He lost my trust.
Lil
Jon lost my trust right here.
It's hard
I
to
will
trust
no
Lil
longer
John.
Believe Lil Jon in what he says is going to happen. Because this was nothing's more on brand. You know, right? This is just exactly what the show does. There's nothing, you didn't turn anything upside down. This is the show.
Down.
Yeah.
Damar and Ed are here. That's the big announcement. He literally made everyone stop what they were doing and gather around. Damar and Ed. Usually new people come in and people are just eating breakfast. Like, oh, yeah. What's going on? Good to see you. Not exactly what Ivan was looking for, Damar and Ed. Aaron rattled off a bunch of funny descriptors here. It was too quick fire to write them all down, but the one I did write down
Christmas
was the
hams.
Ed's pecs could feed a whole village of cannibals. Oh. The one I wrote down.
Yes. I wrote down that they both look like a couple of huge Christmas hams. Yeah. That was funny to me. Aaron's funny.
Aaron's a funny
no
guy.
No debate there. Everyone on the beach says he's funny.
He says funny things on TV,
so he is one of the funnier people here.
Aaron's nervous about the new guys coming in because he went on a date with Chelsea, but it's not exactly locked up. So,
yeah.
Damar pulls Chelsea. James tells Aaron, "Don't worry, man." Aaron's, "I'm not worried." I would love to be on a fly on the wall for these two. They're either pumping each other up or talking each other off the ledge. There's really no in between with them. It's fine.
The last two surviving union members.
They're paranoid.
Still
now.
Holding meetings, though.
Keep just the tight two perimeter.
They're just back to back, James and Aaron against the world.
That's it. Aaron's, quote, never been one to shy away from a challenge.
Okay.
And the challenge is Damar talking to Chelsea.
Damar.
Sounds like an edge rusher. Going up against Lamar Jackson for the first time. Like, well, this is why we play the games. Never been one to shy away from a big challenge. Ed pulls Natasha. He says, how was the first week?
Week.
There's a lot
of people are saying all sorts of... This is more than a week. It has to be.
I mean, probably, but not much
it
more.
It has to be. people are saying all sorts of stuff in terms of the time frame.
Natasha doesn't give a glowing review of her date with Joe, so she's ready to go on a date with Eazy-E, the brawny man, Big Ed.
Big E, world champion.
World's strongest man. He's built like one of the world's strongest men, guys. I would love a date with Ed where you got to take the Atlas stones. Big hulking, put him up on the... Those aren't on TV enough anymore. I haven't seen that in a long time.
The world's strongman. My favorite strongman is when they pick up something huge and they have to throw it up as high as they can in the air. That's one of the competitions.
And
they
the pulling
there.
The trucks, too, of course.
The trucks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good show. Damar pulls Marissa. Riley.
This was interesting.
When the guys first came in, Riley was like, yeah, my guys. And then.
My guy, Damar.
Love you, Damar. Then he pulls Marissa, and it was like that Kanye gif when he realizes he's on camera, and he's stone-faced. He's smiling like, yeah, wait a second. Becca predicts that Marissa would decline a date offer from Damar. And at the time, I go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But then she mentions that Marissa has been waiting for Damar and Damar
waiting
only.
Waiting for Damar? You were just sucking toes the other day.
Yeah. I thought,
what do you mean
no
you're
chance.
Waiting for Damar?
And
not only that, Rim. Marissa tells Damar she
That's
had one
saying.
Person on her list coming in, and it was Damar. Excuse me?
Yeah, whoa.
One person?
Whoa, wait a second.
That's huge. That had wait me a second. I stopped in my track.
Oh. I did. Same
Holy
here.
Holy shit.
Same here.
What do you
it went
mean?
From hearsay, easily written off, to from the horse's mouth.
Yeah,
Marissa.
Right there. Yep.
Boy.
Incredible.
Ed and Damar announce their date invites. Ed asks Natasha. Damar asks Chelsea. Unfortunately, I was hoping it would be Marissa, but it's Chelsea.
Yeah, I was too. I kind of wonder if Marissa told him not to ask her based on some stuff we saw later. It kind of makes me think she told him not to ask.
Or maybe not. Don't ask me, but here's where I'm at with Riley and Damar senses, this is much more serious than Aaron.
All I know is I had thrown Riley last week. I threw Marissa and Riley
into
over
the
to the side,
circle.
You're out of there. Get away from us. We'll talk occasionally, but you guys are comfortable. Nobody can come in between them.
The comfort
now,
circle. It's in the comfort circle.
I have
circle
already brought
of
them
the...
back. I want you back. I need to find out more because there's some doubt here.
Marissa had her hands over her mouth when Damar was... Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed like, please pick me.
You can never read too much into it. You can never read too much into it.
Please pick me, Damar.
The body language experts.
Aaron's not thrilled about potentially losing out to Damar, who has great pecs. He does. Says here, it undeniably. Says here on this card.
Riley has biceps. DeMar has pecs. Those are two things I know.
Yeah. Later that day, Riley doing sit-ups on the beach. Marissa's talking with Tia and Blake. She came to Paradise to get engaged, and she's there. But then she talked to DeMar, and now she thinks she needs more from Riley.
Yes.
Riley's good with actions, but not as open with words. This is me paraphrasing, which is why I'm saying it like a question, but she said it like a statement.
Riley, she also mentions Riley came to check on her, and he was like, I'm having a serious conversation with Ivan, and she says, yeah. I wanted a serious conversation with you, Riley.
You good? You need any serious conversation? Yeah, I would enjoy that, actually.
Yes, I would really enjoy a serious conversation like you're having with Ivan.
But she's nervous, because bringing this up to him might, you know, put him in a spot sure. where maybe he thinks they're not as strong as she thinks. Anyway, Aaron and James.
A lot of doubt with these two. For me, yeah. out of nowhere.
After DeMar didn't ask her on the date, I figured yeah. they would reconcile, but it still did seem like
there's some doubt. Yeah,
maybe they don't make it through the episode.
Yeah.
Great James moment. He's talking with Aaron. Aaron's like, oh, you know, I hope I get a rose from Chelsea. And James says, well, she told me her rose was going to either you or DeMar. Who else could it possibly be going to?
Thanks, buddy.
I went on
the
a
guy,
date with her yesterday. Now she's on a date,
went
with,
on
the
a
other
date
guy.
With her. Who else would it be?
Double date. Ed and Natasha, DeMar and Chelsea. Art classes. Smooth little icebreaker from DeMar. About their,
oh, what do you do?
Their, him and Chelsea's dyed hair and their hoop earrings. Yeah. The dyed hair is like, that's the obvious one. Then he turned it, then he hoop. Took it another step to the hoop earrings. I was like, yeah. Oh, okay.
I
okay.
like what he's doing. Yeah. These two, yeah.
Natasha and Ed. Natasha says Ed has piercing blue eyes. Ed's eyes are brown.
I looked at the eyes piercing. When she said that, and I was not blown away. I'll say that.
They're not blue. Is the only thing that matters to me is they're brown.
I don't think they're brown. Were they brown for sure?
They're deep
I found
brown.
Them more
I'd say
like
deep brown. Okay. Deep. I looked at all his headshots. I was zooming
oh,
in.
Oh, you looked at some headshots. Okay. Yeah. I just looked at the video, kind of made me think they were like the gray blue kind of. They Maybe. Either way, they were not piercing.
No.
Not that.
They start painting the fellas. Kind of some Ultimate Warrior neon on Ed. He asked yep. if he was going to, are you going to paint my face? He obviously wanted to be a pro wrestler. He's like, can we do pro wrestling stuff?
Can we do some, can you,
and Natasha
can you
said,
paint
no.
a sting face on me? Yeah. Early 90s sting, please.
I really want to have my face painted like a pro wrestler, please. But they seemed relaxed and Natasha's yeah. laughing. This was a good start with these two. Back on the beach. It seems Connor left his ukulele at the beach because Joe is strumming
Joe found it
alone. Strumming it alone, perilously close to the breakup rocks. I don't know this for a fact, but I'll go ahead and say no one has ever done what Joe is doing and gotten a rose.
That's true.
There's no coming back from solo, small stringed instrument.
On the rocks.
On the
some
rocks.
Other rocks.
There's no coming back from this.
Joe and Riley are the two of the heads of the beach at this point. I'd yeah. say they're the two leaders of the beach talking yeah. about how Joe needs to have a sense of urgency. As quickly as you get here, Joe, you can be gone. Good advice. But I wonder if one of them gave him that advice, though.
No, they
people
just
are big
kept it
into
to themselves.
Like talking, giving advice, but from a distance and not really helping
here's what
anybody.
That person should do.
Yeah.
Back on the date. Meanwhile, Ed and Natasha are making plans for a second painting date.
Okay. Ed gave a cheers. Did you get that cheers?
No, I didn't.
Down. Okay.
A
here's
toast.
The cheers. Here's the
no,
toast.
Don't get see. You're getting sucked into how these people talk. It's not a cheers. It's a toast.
No, it's a toast. Yeah. He the first word he said was cheers. That's why I said that. He gave a toast. Cheers to us and starting something new here. Fresh beginnings. Today was like a great start. A painting start.
Wait.
Okay. And hopefully we can continue that. What is a painting start, Rim?
I'll tell you what it is. It's the name start. Of this episode. That makes it easy. Write that
a
down.
Painting start. Today was a great start. A painting start. I think he was trying to tie in the paint stuff, but it didn't land. It didn't. He didn't say something.
3 out of 5 stars in terms of speeches on this show.
Okay.
A painting star. Tie it in.
Painting star.
Some people have, some people sketch. Some people sculpt. They painted. A painting star.
He like winked at her like, you get it? She's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And we painted. Painted.
No, but all right, let me get in the mind of Ed.
Painting start.
By this point, they had discussed going on another painting date. So painting
this
is
the start
the
of their painting experience.
This is the start of their painting lives together. Yeah. Well said, Ed. 4 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
Anyway, Ed and Natasha. I mean, listen, hand up. Didn't see this coming. Wouldn't have guessed these two, but they are fun together.
I like them. They kissed.
Ed is a class. They're kissing. They're joking during the kiss. Ed is a classic character who comes to the far less stressful environment of Paradise and gets to be more themselves, I think.
Yeah.
On his season, he was one of the people who would get no time with the lead during a cocktail party because someone else started a conflict. You know how there's like a group of people who I didn't get any time yet.
Yeah.
You're not a contender. Ed's in that group.
Well, if you'll remember, Rem, Ed is the guy, I believe, that walked to Chris Harris. Like, they tricked him into going to Chris Harrison's room.
Yes.
Late at night.
Yes.
It was one of the last great Chris Harrison scenes on this show.
Yeah, a great scene.
Ed was a part of it, and then they shared a drink. That was Ed.
Yeah. All right. So, you know what I mean? Like, now
yeah,
Ed gets
that's exactly
to be...
what you said was perfect.
They wouldn't do that to somebody who had a whiff.
He thought he was going
winning.
To the lead, and they led him to Chris Harrison's. That's what happened.
Yeah. One of the fun. A great scene.
Great scene.
So anyway, Ed and Natasha, good. I didn't see it coming. I think they're the best of her three connections so far.
Agreed. They didn't show us any of Chelsea and Damar's later part of the day, so you can assume nothing's there, yeah.
Noah looking golden brown with Abigail. Noah is doing Paradise.
Right.
Lock it up early.
His
cuffing season. Get
right.
A tan.
That's Paradise. That's what
that's
you should
paradise.
Be. That should be your goal.
It's high time for L words, AB. So Noah's hoping for a date off the beach. Nope. Not you, Noah and Abigail, who have a strong, solidified, been on a date already, potentially might get engaged relationship.
Boring relationship, though.
Whatever.
Add boring
you will
to
not
that.
Be exactly. You will not be rewarded for being a legitimate couple.
No.
We are helping Kenny out. He gets to go on probably his third date. I can't keep track. Was really hoping Kenny would use this opportunity.
Use it on someone else.
I really was hoping for that. Mari, you and
Becca.
I got a great thing going. Yeah. Chelsea, would you like to go on a date with me?
Yes.
While Mari sits there like, are you shitting me? That was what
I was
hoping
really
for.
Hoping for that. Yeah. Me too.
Side note, AB, Becca is basically just a podcast recapper on this show. That's her role on this season.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Talking about.
I like it. What'd you think? She was going to find love on this beach? You think that? I didn't think that.
Yeah.
She's here because she's a huge name. And if you can have her recapping it in the background, that's good. Good for the show.
You're right. I suppose it just...
I mean, this was for ratings. You got the Bachelorette there.
That's true.
You get her in there. You got to use her somehow. You got to have her do something.
So you're not buying it with her and Thomas?
No, of course I'm not buying it with her and Thomas. Maybe, though.
Maybe.
I'm not out. Completely out.
Mari's looking forward to this date with Kenny because engagement is around the corner for them.
Okay. Did you catch the quick scene after they left?
Jog my memory.
Okay, they get the date card. Kenny and Mari leave. The rest of the people that were there, they gathered them all up together on this day, the huge daybed. Probably 10 people, the whole cast, basically, except Kenny and Mari. Joe is sleeping on the bed next. There were 10
Someone
people
sent that to
having
us, yeah.
fun. They were drinking. These kids were having fun, and Joe was legitimately asleep. He didn't move an inch. I ran it back a few times. He wasn't faking. He wasn't just resting, closing your eyes because it's bright or something. This man was asleep next to tons of people.
Joe and Serena remind me of Whitney and her husband on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. A little May-December action going on. Sleeping on Paradise during a house meeting, essentially.
Doesn't bode well. It was immediately after the house meeting. You could still see Kenny. It wasn't later either. You could see It was one shot. Kenny and Mari left, and then they cut back to the people, and Joe is fast asleep. And he had been awake.
Or, yeah.
30 seconds earlier.
He'll sleep with his eyes open in the recliner. Anyway, this date with Kenny and Mari. The date is eating talkers off one another. Naked, mm-hmm. Of course.
Of course.
Don't have to tell Kenny twice. He says, I have no idea what's going on. Everybody's talking Spanish, but this is usually the point where I remove my clothing. You want to know the truth, AB?
Yeah.
I'd eat a taco off of Kenny's torso.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd dip it in some sour cream right off his leg.
Clean shaven, clean looking, moderately oiled.
I would say no more body I'd rather eat off of in terms of.
I saw that and I go, that looks like a safe eating surface.
Seems like, yeah, very safe eating space.
It might have even been food safe vegetable oil on his body. I'm not sure I'd lick salsa off his chest, but I would lift a taco from his stomach and put it in my mouth. I would do that.
I would dip it in the salsa. I'd have no problem with that either.
So you would dip a chip.
I'd dip a chip right off him. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Safe eating space. Not everyone has a safe eating space. Most people don't, in fact. But Kenny does. Okay?
It seemed like he wasn't even perspiring. I would eat that. That's not a bit. Turn the mics off.
No
we
bit
would
there.
Say this.
I'll say this, though, Rim. The meat didn't look right. I think the meat was
really?
Bad. The meat might have been bad, Rim. Shut it down.
The chicken?
The chicken didn't look right.
How could you tell? What did it look
slimy. It looked a little slimy to me. A little too slimy. It might have been a marinade on there. I think there was a marinade, but it still looked a little.
A sweat
chicken
marinade.
Looked a little gray to me. Looked a little. Ooh, I wouldn't have touched that. We might have had some bad meat here.
So we're fine with eating the food off his body, but that chicken might not be.
I would have went to the steak. I would have grabbed a steak taco and stayed away from that chicken. Yes.
Mari's turn to do the same thing. A couple of jokes about eating tacos. Type of stuff.
Yeah, it's classic Kenny.
Classic. Kenny's in heaven right now, AB. Sour cream head to toe. This is
he's wiping Kenny that sour always, cream in there.
This is a White Snake video that Kenny's always wanted to live out in real life.
I was going to say, this probably isn't the first time he's done something like this. No.
Kenny's my favorite character this season. Here's a guy.
There's a lot of good characters.
Seemingly past his, you know, prime. Cannot believe his luck. He's been on two dates, both of whom included a topless partner at some point. He also hooked up with Demi, but right now she's out of sight, out of mind, and he's eating good every meal.
And he's going to leave
sometimes
married. He's
going to
get married. He's found an actual partner out of it. He's the king. He's the winner of paradise. I'll say
he just
this
makes me laugh every time he's on screen. He's so ridiculous.
Like, I'll say this. When Kenny was the one putting the tacos and stuff on, the lady left. She's like, okay.
She didn't stand there for a while. Like,
she didn't leave with Mari and Kenny when Mari was putting the stuff on. And then when Kenny started, it was getting a little too raunchy for her. She's like, okay, let me fucking leave.
Take a shower.
This guy's grossing me out.
Very funny when the music switches to serious falling in love.
Yeah.
Music when Kenny's licking sour cream off her chest. At first, it was like, she's my cherry pie. And then next thing you know, it's classic, you know, hometowns, post-hometown song.
It's like these two are really in love music is what it was.
They're ready. That music indicated they're prepared for marriage at this point because of this event.
Yep.
And Mari says she's falling in love with Kenny. And she's going to tell him, but she's kind of nervous because deep down she probably knows Kenny will balk and be like, whoa, 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 moving kind of fast here, aren't we?
You tell someone like Kenny that you love them, what you're going to get.
You never. I mean, I just made out with one of the producers this morning. We're exclusive? Hey, yo. You never know. On the beach, James set something up for Tia.
He called it a special setup.
Did a little painting.
Did he paint that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you look at him?
Yeah.
He painted him. 5 minutes. The longest part of the painting was acquiring the paint. He did a little painting on some loose boards.
Some driftwood.
Some pieces of siding fell off with a stiff breeze. He did a stoplight.
Because she comes from a place with one stoplight.
This was not without thought, AB, and he did a skyline because he's from New York City. I didn't hate
this at all.
Concrete
jungle.
Yeah, I didn't hate this whatsoever. Simple, but clever. Thoughtful. I had no idea he was into her at all, but that's fine. I thought this was... there have been worse crafts made on this show.
It's better than just a blanket and some candles, I suppose, but I didn't love it.
Don't you think it gives you a good jumping... It turns into a jumping off conversation starter, though.
The stoplight doesn't do it for me.
Just because it was simply made.
The stoplight didn't do it. I didn't see the tie-in to her.
Well, her small town that she's from has a one stoplight in town.
Okay.
That's a plenty of grid tie-in. That's a great tie-in.
Okay.
It illustrates the difference between their backgrounds. Wow. Okay. Depth.
Yeah. Hey, the difference in their backgrounds. Okay. I can buy that.
And then they start talking about
it. I'm with
it. I like it. They get to know each other, AB. She starts talking about her hometown.
I didn't say anything about the conversation. Conversation was good. Conversation was really right.
In fact, I was upset when, first off, they kiss, and I have here LMAO. And then afterwards, I was upset that the conversation was dismissed and tossed aside.
She goes, well, should we get back?
Well, and she was like, well, you know, James is being kind of nice, but I really want to get with
the tatty daddy.
I was like, man.
She says, my heart is leading to James, but sometimes you just have to listen to your vagina. That's what she said. I thought it was over for the guy. I felt bad.
She even pleads with her private parts and says... Mm-hmm.
She has been have just good cutscenes, interview scenes all season. Great job by her.
Although if one is leading you to James and down there is leading you to Blake, if you ask your vagina, make the decision for him, I mean, for
you're
assistance
asking,
with the decision,
you
what
already
do you,
have
what do you think it's going to say?
Yeah. I don't know why you'd ask it. Yeah.
A part I skipped over, the best part, was when James to the camera is like, pretty sure this isn't going to work, but give it a shot. We'll see. Yeah, you know. Back on the Kenny and Mari date. Is Kenny ready for an engagement? I hope so, because I want to see this guy's proposal. I would pay to see Kenny propose
to someone. Naked. It'll be naked.
It'll be naked. It will be naked, and it will be funny, unintentionally funny.
Yes.
He might call her the wrong name. No, he's never felt like this, AB. It feels different with Mari. They have a pleasant conversation while Kenny kind of revs up to saying he's
falling in love. I'm just thinking about him having the ring on his penis. That way, I can't get that out of my mind.
Absolutely possible.
I can't get that sight out of my head. Anyways, go ahead. Sorry for interrupting.
You like what you see?
naked Kenny giving a ring on his penis. And it being 100% like genuine. Yeah. This isn't a joke. This is genuine. And it would work. They'd leave engaged. It'd be great. I can't wait for this. It's like there's a 50-50 chance that happens.
I know. It's a ring. Get it?
Oh man.
They have some pleasant conversation. Kenny's working himself up to say he's falling for her. Quote, we started talking about the future and what does that look like? It doesn't scare me to talk about stuff. He goes on and on for a while and finally acknowledges that they might have to start talking about, quote, that kind of stuff soon. In my opinion, AB, I have never seen anyone want to have the reality TV show Love and Engagement talk less than Kenny did right here. He wanted no part of this. I felt like he was looking at the corner of his eyes at the producers like, can I go now? Is that good enough? Do I have to go all the way through with this? And at the end of the day, he says, I do feel like I'm falling in love with you. Mari says, really? I'm falling in love with you too?
Wow.
Kenny's like, are you sure about that? I mean, be serious for a second.
It's me, Kenny.
Are you sure? Now Kenny's ready for engagement.
Yep.
He's never said the L word before. It just kind of popped out here on Paradise.
She says, when was the last time you said that to someone? And he doesn't respond. I think it was probably back in the 80s, honestly.
No, he said it to his dog.
He wouldn't answer.
Mari claims Kenny swept off her. Classic Kenny, just sweeping people off their feet.
Sweeps people off their feet, yeah.
Beautiful song playing as couples kiss on the beach at nighttime. And Kenny,
I thought
and
they were
going to
go to a concert
room.
Based on the song playing. I thought there was going to be a concert here, but there
was
wasn't.
A real song. Yeah.
I know. It's a real song. That's why I thought, oh, here's the person singing that song. But they didn't.
Good call. Anything else on Kenny and Mari?
Nope. Good foundation. She's right. Good foundation. Good couple.
In like a lion out. I
think they're going to make it.
Out like a lion, I would guess. Nighttime. Marissa tells Chelsea she's never felt the feeling she feels when she's with Riley, but she needs a little more. I try to have a conversation, but it's just short answers. This was foreboding. I thought, uh-oh.
Anytime they show something like this, it's usually not good.
He hasn't expressed anything since their one-on-one date.
Wow.
She feels he's holding something back. So they have the talk in the secret interior day bed. First note, there was a bird chirping during this conversation that sounded like a low battery smoke alarm, which was distracting. Beep.
Beep. You got to remove that sound somehow.
You got to go, hold on, stop where you're at.
We got to get this bird out of here.
We
got to
get this bird out of here. It's too loud. Riley says he thought he would have been okay with her going on a date. This was a little convoluted, but I think he was trying to say
he wouldn't be okay.
He would have been okay, and that is generally on Paradise an acknowledgement that I like you more than I thought I did, I think. Then he goes into his family situation. He wants a family, but he's scared because of what happened with his. Reminder from Tayshia's season. If I'm correct, this was the same story.
Yeah, basically.
His parents got divorced when he was young, Riley's. His dad kept him and his brother away from their mother, so now he kind of resents his dad for doing that. They haven't talked in 10 years. Then he starts crying. Hates talking about this, much less on camera, I assume. Thankfully, he brings it back to, my mom would love you. I care about you a lot. Marissa's happy.
This is exactly what she wanted. She wants him to open up, tell her about his life. She probably already knew this story, but he hasn't talked to her about it. And, you know, it's
which
obviously
I think
a
makes
big
it,
part of his.
Which, I think that matters that he said it to her.
Absolutely.
Couldn't have gone any better.
This was an important conversation, and I love seeing them together.
They tease it as if it might be the end, but no.
Better than ever. And Marissa mentions, I love waking up to you. I thought we were going to get a new tier of I love you, the lowest tier, which is love waking up to you. I'd like to add that. But then they later say I'm falling in love.
Well, we can
with
still
you.
Add the tier.
I'd still like the tier down there. I love waking up to you. I haven't heard that one before.
It's Paradise only. It doesn't apply on no one in the
this
flagship
is Paradise
will be
only
like,
tier.
We sleep in the same bed, but I haven't. I'm not ready to say I love you yet on that show. I think they're going to get engaged. Heard it here first.
I
guarantee.
Do too.
Guarantee they get engaged. Uh-oh, AB. Tropical storm on the horizon. Will Paradise end abruptly as predicted by one of us, leaving couples in limbo?
Why did they have the producer, whoever these two guys are,
find out after the break.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, after the break, the storm's passed back to normal. That is what occurred on TV.
Yep.
That was the gag we just pulled on the show. The storm was gone in the span of a break. Anyway, what were you going
to
say?
Everyone's saying it's got to be a big deal to close this place down. They bring in two producer people to tell them they need to leave.
I think they closed it down on windy days. There's no bricks.
That whole setup is not great for wind in general. No. So yeah, they probably shut down filming all the time and tell them to go to their rooms.
They did make it seem like these people might never see one another again.
Kenny said, if Paradise is over, I'm just not sure if I'll ever see her again. Talking about the person that he just said he's going to get engaged to. You're not sure if you're going to see Mari again, Kenny? I felt like you were in a situation that you would meet each other outside of Paradise, if the situation you're in.
Joe and Serena were acting like Will Smith and his family on I Am Legend.
When the fairy's taking him out of the city.
One last kiss. Everything's fine.
They evacuate. Show a ton of crew members. You forget how many people are just standing around during these interactions all the time. But yes, after the commercial break, they return. Aaron's super glad to be back.
Yep.
Lil Jon says, time for a daytime cocktail party. Because I have to catch a flight, and we delayed by a day. So I can't change my flight again.
I read an article that this was probably 48 hours of they stopped filming. So
blazing hot cocktail party in the middle of the sun.
Yeah, early daytime.
No missed fans.
I think they're trying to speed things up a little bit. They missed a couple days. We're not trying to push things back, so let's just get this.
No,
let's just
they
do
did
this
not extend.
During the day.
They did what not did extend.
What did you think about Lil Jon gathering them all and having them? Which one of you have said I love you to each other?
Well, again, that goes back to the daily newsletter. He's like, I read in the newsletter this morning. That's not a good Lil Jon at all, but I read in the newsletter this morning. Multiple people said the L word last night, and it's my job to find out who that is.
So just come clean. Raise the hands. Who said I love you?
Here's what I make of Joe's little speech. A little unnecessary.
He said, this time might mean a little more than last time around. That didn't
I don't know if
seem
he said
like
might.
It.
He's like, this time for sure is bigger and better than last time. It's like, Jesus.
It seemed like that didn't need to be said.
Didn't need to be said.
Kendall's going to see that and be devastated.
Ivan's got a Desperation Rose shirt on. He pulled.
This is the shirt.
The cocktail party
shirt.
Where you pull out
the
that
stunner,
shirt.
The stunner shirt. Yeah.
Kenny and Mari thinking about post-show stuff. Four guys going home as a result of Kendall leaving on her own. And Lil Jon departs. Okay, the cocktail party. Two storylines that two head fakes, I'll say, that I don't buy into. The first is Tia deciding between two guys.
Oh.
She claims Blake hasn't been making enough of an effort since their date 2 days ago. She wants to be pursued. She wants him to do special stuff. I don't think Blake knows you're supposed to do pillow candle setups between dates and rose ceremony. I don't think he has any idea. He's like, what do you want me to...
Well, he's such a bit character on the show that I'm sure they don't even talk to his ass. Like, Joe, they're given options. You already said
mean producers talking to him?
Yeah. They're not... I don't think he gets the options of some of the bigger people on the beach. Like, what would you like to do today?
Morning.
He doesn't get that menu. He doesn't get asked, what would you like to do? So he doesn't have
unaware
that.
Of it.
I'm sorry, Tia. I don't have those options.
Tia says Blake isn't even trying, quote, when he knows it's a choice between him and another guy. I don't think he has any idea that she is considering James.
No. No.
She's mad he hasn't shown any initiative. He says he doesn't care about anything but her happiness. What more do I need to do to prove it to you? You need to do a pillow fort.
Yeah.
Or a painting.
A date. Something.
Something tangible with various items. He doesn't need a date because they just had a date.
No, not a date.
You
just
need an arts and craft. You need
special,
to have craft.
Yeah. Crafts. Something. Show.
Gather some loose items.
Take an initiative
and make a.
Here.
I'm being sarcastic. You seem serious.
No,
you seem genuinely upset that
wanted.
He hasn't made her
that's
a
That's what she wanted.
How would he have any idea? He doesn't know how the show
you
works.
You gotta do something. Tia said, you haven't talked to me since our date.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. Well, he needs to pull her aside at least once a day at this point.
She could pull him aside, too, if she wasn't
that's
busy
true.
Going on little things with what's his name?
James. That's true.
Anyway, this was unbelievable.
I don't care about these two either, by the way.
And I was annoyed because it was a legitimate couple fight. These two were like actually fighting.
Don't care.
Like, all right. Get out of here. I thought for a second Blake might
just
leave on his own.
Just send him out of here. Just send Blake out of here. Wait, it's no big deal.
Riley says maybe Blake came in here and swept T off her feet, but now James is... Riley had a whole big... He was commentating like a 12-round fight just ended, and he was like, let's see what the judges like, how the judges are going to rule. I don't know. And during this time, James gets another kiss. So I went from not knowing James liked Tia to 20 minutes later thinking Tia might give James her
rose. He's got the rose locked up, yeah.
James, Ivan, and Aaron. Aaron says Ivan is having a sad boy summer right now.
Just funny stuff.
Aaron wants to secure it with Chelsea, so he has a fashion runway set up with dead tree branches. This I felt this was clever.
I like this, yeah. It was funny, too.
From afar, Ivan speculates that Aaron isn't into Chelsea. He's just trying to do what he has to do to survive. Come back to that quote later.
Ivan earlier also told everyone, before the sad boy summer, he says he's not going to steal anyone's rose today. He's just going to chill. If someone wants to come talk to him, that's fine, but he's not going to go. He's not going to pursue anyone else. I don't know why you'd paint yourself into that corner when you don't have a rose. I don't know why you'd do that. Just don't say anything, and then you're in the clear.
Just don't say anything.
Just don't say anything.
Easy to say, and then the chips get on the table, and you got to do what you got to do. Anyway, Chelsea and Aaron, she says her date with DeMar was fine, but she was thinking about Aaron the whole time. And he says, for sure, you're super beautiful, super tall, super hot.
100%.
100%, 100%. Then they kiss. She's like laughing. Then they kissed a few times. Not much here. I think her rose is probably going to him at this point.
Yeah.
Ivan at the bar. He pulls Chelsea.
Ivan pulls Chelsea. Remember what I just said about Ivan chilling. He said I'm going to chill. He was telling them basically, I'm willing to go home unless someone comes and talks to me. I'm not gonna do anything to ruin anyone else's relationship.
Ivan should know. He's been here the whole time. If you're gonna steal someone's girl, it's risky to do it with Aaron. That's something you got to think about.
Things are gonna kick off.
Things are gonna jump if you do this. I think Chelsea started off with Ivan saying, hey, you're my pal. Let's chit-chat about who I might give a rose to. Because that's how she really views him.
Did you watch what's coming up next, Rim?
Yes, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Then I think Chelsea realized, I just embarrassed this guy with this friend-zone-y comment. Yeah. And then she says she didn't mean for it to sound like that.
Based on what coming up next, that's not what she meant at all.
I'm confused by that statement, but we'll get to it at the end.
She wasn't really friend-zoning him. I don't think she friend-zoned him, and I don't think she meant to.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I thought she was pretending like she was friends with...
Oh, okay.
She liked him here because she felt bad about friend-zoning him.
Yeah, in the moment, sure, I can buy that.
That's what I thought. Ivan says, give the rose to who you want to. They look at each other. He goes in for a kiss. Aaron is obviously... Now you got me wanting to skip ahead. Aaron's upset about this. Ivan and Chelsea leave the daybed holding hands.
They do a double kiss first. They kissed extensively in front of Aaron, and they did a shot. They did it exclusively for you.
They did an over-the-shoulder shot.
You could see everyone in the frame. Aaron was watching them kiss. Then they stopped kissing, and then they went in for a second kiss, double kiss. You don't see that often in this type of scenario.
Afterwards, Aaron says, come over here. He's down on the beach. Ivan's up at the bar. He says, come over here. Ivan says, no, you'll crumple me. I would like to keep the high ground.
It's like all these football game
fights. Yeah,
you gotta have the upper ground. You don't want to be the person walking up the bleachers or the stands or whatever, because you're at a huge disadvantage. So Ivan wants to keep up top.
I prefer this hard surface beneath me. I'm not going down to the sand. You probably train in the sand. I don't train at all. If we're going to talk, it's going to be like this or up here.
And there's a bunch of people around you. You're not going to fight me by the freaking Wells bar.
They get kind of chest to chest. Ivan had big, I know security will break us up and or you'll be sent
exactly
home
what,
if
yeah.
you do anything energy.
You're not going to do anything to me. No.
I'm not sure Ivan does that in real life.
Aaron asked him why his lip is quivering. That was very funny.
I missed that.
Why is your lip quivering then? Aaron knew that what was going on. You're trying to get me to fight. You don't really want to fight. You know I'm not going to fight right here. I don't know why he turned into this. He just wanted to have a conversation.
I forgot. Juicy preview.
Juicy.
Ivan's talking with Wells in the principal's office.
Yes.
And he says, I shouldn't have gone around the system. And there's allusions to something happening at the hotel. You seem to... I won't put words in your mouth. What do you think occurred, or do you know what occurred?
I don't know what occurred, but okay. After watching that, I think Ivan and Chelsea either hooked up...
I'm an idiot.
...or formed some sort of relationship in the hotel outside of this.
During the storm, probably, because
the hotel. They were talking about the hotel... That they took him, like the other hotel, you know, probably off the offshore a little bit.
All right. Well, then that does change the way you would view Chelsea's interaction.
Yeah, I'm thinking the double kiss is what really sends me off. Like, you don't do the double kiss in front of the other guy.
On your first kiss.
That seems...
Ooh, juicy.
Something juicy happened at the hotel. That's all I know. They probably had rules where they couldn't see each other during that time, too.
Yeah.
And Ivan went around it, Rim.
Ivan! Also, Kenny tells Mari the passion is gone. I can't wait for that scene.
I bet he's talking about someone else, honestly.
Kenny absurdity.
Not even Kenny could do that. I can't wait for next week.
Good preview.
3-hour episode, though.
Next week?
Yeah. They didn't say finale, though.
No, the finale is in 2 weeks.
Okay, so they got a three-hour episode next week. I don't know what's up the week after.
Mailbag, 773-234-7794. 519 area code, a little behind-the-scenes info that we are only publicizing because it was publicized by the people themselves and therefore verifiable. Tia and Becca talked this week on Happy Hour about being roommates with Piper while she was there. I love your bit about Becca having her own AC'd suite, but it turns out she's Becca, Princess of the People, slumming it with the commoners, at least in that one aspect. Because Rachel Lindsay also revealed that Becca, as the first lead to go on VIP, had a long list of demands, and she even had access to her cell phone while there. Just a couple of fun facts that came out this week.
I bet she had two rooms. Okay.
Probably.
I bet they put her in that room with Piper and whoever, Tia, and then they also gave her a suite when she wanted to use it.
Yeah, when she wanted to decompress.
Yes.
5 minutes piece. Kwaku from Knoxville. Kwaku thinks Ivan is really botching Paradise, AB.
Yeah, I got more on that. Stay tuned.
And this was sent before last night's episode.
Stay tuned.
He says, Kendall came to the beach with one focus. Find Joe and win him back. This was clear from the moment she walked onto the beach when she ran by every single person and beeline for Joe. She didn't even have a date card when she entered Paradise. Does anyone else find this strange? Is she even here to play the game and be open to the process?
No.
Clearly, Kendall is using Ivan to get a rose to survive one more week to continue a pursuit of Joe. Ivan was better off using his as a friendship rose to keep DeAndre around for a chance at love, like she did for him, or maybe even start over with Jesenia. They were a good match, and all he had to do was be there for her when she needed him, and that could have gone a long way to build back a relationship. He's made a poor choice, which is clear by Kendall's disinterest in him the next day, and sadly, I'm no longer rooting for him. Thank you, Kwaku. When I think back to Kendall, to Joe being confused by Kendall saying she's open to other things, I think she probably just said that as a way to make it seem like she wasn't being totally rejected by him. Like, sure. Oh, I understand, but...
Sure. But I'm also here for other people. I don't think he thought...
Obviously.
I think he was confused, yeah.
Lastly, 310 area code. Question. Do you think there are people that, quote, never make it to the beach? Meaning, does production invite more people who are hanging back and depending on how relationships develop, they send in the people that would create the most plot twists? Kendall and Piper seemed obvious, but do they send in the, quote, nobody cares tier, aka Taddy Daddy, Chris, or Alana, depending on how relationships are developing? Separately, can anybody find James somebody to love? Who would you pick for him? Tia. What were you going to say, AB?
They definitely if it's like any other reality TV show, have alternates that are probably there the whole time. So I bet there's like five people that are alternates on this show. They went through quarantine or whatever, and they're there.
You think you didn't know who Jane or Blake was?
But sometimes there's some decently, you know, sized names in the alternates that they just, for whatever reason, aren't using.
The alternates took center stage, too, when it went from Claire to Tayshaun on that one season.
Yeah.
And it kind of became clear, like, they have a practice squad
of
five
other people. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. What was the stay tuned you were talking about with Ivan, AB? Is that a headline of the week?
No, it's about the pyramid. I got a pyramid deal.
Give us the pyramid updates.
Okay. So we got two people that entered paradise. Damar. I have him in the extras tier. He had 60,000 followers. Super late arrival, though. I would have thought he'd be higher, but based on his late arrival and not much here for him, I got him in the extra tier. And then Ed, 17,000 followers. He's in the nobody cares tier.
Oh, tough.
He's possibly getting Natasha's rose. And based on Natasha, he might move up a tier just based on that.
Yeah.
But he hasn't gotten it yet. Okay. I also did the biggest winners and losers of paradise so far in terms of the tiers. Natasha.
Well, we know where the L is.
She's gained hundreds of thousands of followers. She's almost up to 500,000 at this point, Rim. Do you understand that? How lucrative this venture was for her? And then Grocer Joe, he's also raised about 200,000 followers.
What?
It's up to 800,000. He's encroaching on a million now at this point. Other big winners, Deandra gained about three times her followers, and Serena gained about 100,000 as well. Big losers, Ivan. He's been here so fucking long, and he's only gained 10,000 followers. He's been on this beach so long.
Sad boy summer, too. 10,000.
He's not, the man isn't moving the needle like we all anticipated. He's not.
Sophomore slump.
He's just not doing it for us on this. He's not entertaining.
RG3. Year two.
Sad. And then obviously Brendan and Piper are two losers too in terms of this. But Ivan, that's the big loser so far. For time spent on the beach in followers, everyone else has gained. I have a pretty good handle on the followers because I've been looking at it so much. Everyone else gains about 30,000 to 50,000. He's only at 10,000.
He'd have been better off buying fake ones.
Weird. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Good updates.
Mm-hmm.
The Rose League update, we're getting down to it. Since we're going to have engagements, might as well do next week as the final.
Final? Okay.
The final thing. We're not counting the last episode because we don't trust people to not look up engagements and rack up points. There are two teams that tied, AB.
Rosecast Nation is full of great people, all great people, but they're also
except for the scoundrels
they're
and
also
cheaters.
Cheaters.
Yeah. Team Maya Maria and Team Alyss _ tied this week with 261 points. Because two people tied, make a special exception.
Both stickers?
Both stickers. When it's more than two
Good
people,
job,
we got
to
choose.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
I like that.
You know us. We're made of money. Stickers. Two stickers this week. Send us your address and which sticker you want, and we'll get that out to you this week. I racked up my biggest score of the season so far, AB, with 195 points.
Wow. Killed
Good
me.
For 209th.
Wow.
Out of 679.
Good
Not
job.
Bad.
Good job.
My current total standing is 493rd out of 989, which is the 49.8th percentile top half.
That's not bad from where you started.
I think that's
You're making a little comeback here. I'm going the opposite way. Ever since I forgot that episode, it's been all downhill since then. I had another shitty episode. I'm in a bad spot. I'm in 230th at this point. Again, I was a top 100 person for a long time, and I would have been if I would have kept that momentum going. The momentum crashed when I forgot that episode.
It's true.
And now I'm picking losers.
Picking up the pieces. Rim's DFS value plays for next week, now that I'm on top. I think Noah and Abigail for next week in particular, I think they're among the cheapest available to add to your roster. I think they're going to get a big conversation and probably some kissing, I hope. Not financial advice, however, Noah and Abigail pick them up for next week at DFS Rim. Dragon's Rim. Bleep that out. No free ads. All right. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so. Another great episode.
It was a good episode. What?
Actually, I do have something else. This episode reminded me, the end of this episode reminded me that I really miss reality TV fights, Rim. We don't, people aren't fighting enough on reality TV anymore, okay? They just simply aren't, for multiple reasons. I don't think producers let them fight anymore. They're way quicker to jump in. I bet people are going to jump in here before they even have a chance, and everyone knows it. On all reality TV shows, yeah. Gone are the days of Ronnie fighting random people on the fucking boardwalk. Those days are gone. CT, almost killing someone, and no one in sight. No producers or security or anyone in sight. Okay? Gone are those days. Do you want a quick, power ranking fights, reality TV fights? Number five, I already mentioned Ronnie versus a random guy on the boardwalk. Number five. Number four, New York and Pumpkin.
That is Come At Me, Bro. That's the origin of Come At Me, Bro, which is now in the American lexicon forever.
At one point, Ronnie was like a rabid fucking honey badger. I don't know what this man was, but he anytime he'd come home from the bars, he would attack someone on the boardwalk. Okay, number four, Pumpkin in New York, Rim. You remember that famous fight?
Oh god, yeah.
Pumpkin spit on New York, and no one regretted what they did to someone quicker than Pumpkin did to what she did to New York. And then Ronnie and the Situation fighting is my number three. Remember that was one of the biggest fights.
Was that in Miami?
They were somewhere else.
Maybe Italy?
Situation was doing like kicks and stuff. It was hilarious. And then he smashed his head into the door and got like a concussion. Number two, Fred and Ness, Rim. Remember Fred and Ness from the band? Fred and Ness had an absolute knockdown, drag-out fight. Nobody stopped them for minutes. They were like, the fight just ended. No one broke it up. It was just like two guys got tired. They gassed out. That's how...
Dada 5000 and... Kimbo Slice, rest in peace.
That's all I got, actually. I got those four. All right. Yep. Fred and Ness, number one.
All right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen here. These two are friends.
No, they're going to get broken up. It's no big deal. They are nose to nose, though, so I'm interested.
You don't
see that.
Is
someone going to get a push off? Is someone going to get a face mush? You don't see that in Bachelor, especially. I can't remember anyone touching another person. Something's got to happen. They're so close to each other.
No, they won't, because if anything occurred, they would have showed the aftermath. They wouldn't have showed the event. They would have showed everyone scrambling around.
That's fair.
All right, is that all?
Yeah. Yep.
Strange note to end on, but appreciate you listening. Talk to you next week.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.